This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. I read where psychologists have found that the very act of smiling, even when you don't feel like smiling, can produce many of the same physiological results as a genuine smile. Psychologists at the University of California at San Francisco discovered that faking a smile produces the same changes in the brain activity and the heart rate as the real thing. These physical changes produce a sense of well-being. Smiling may also put you in a better mood because it brings positive responses from others. Okay, I'm not saying we should be fakes, pretending to be something before God and others that we're not. But here's the thing. I'm saying that one of the best ways to prepare for something that you don't necessarily feel like doing is, as they say, fake it until you can make it. Sometimes your feelings actually do follow your actions. What does this have to do on the Monday morning, December the 10th, leading up to Christmas? Well, maybe you aren't exactly into the Christmas spirit, and maybe you're downright glum about it. Sometimes going through the motions, even when you don't feel like it, can at least help you enjoy the season despite some of the more unlikable things that invariably accompany it, like the crowds, the parties you may just as soon want to skip, wrapping those gifts and decorating, or the pressure you may feel to make everyone in your family happy this Christmas. Your attitude towards all these things has everything to do with your relative enjoyment of them. Let's say you have an office party. It's scheduled at night, which means that you have to go back out in the evening. You'd rather stay at home, curl up on the couch, and chill. Life is busy enough as it is, you say to yourself. But if you are nonetheless kinda, sorta expected to be there, and not going would require an excuse, which would mean you would have to fudge on the truth, which is a nice way of saying you would have to tell a lie, well, you feel like you have to go. That in itself can put you in a bad mood. So you tell yourself, I'm going, but I will not enjoy myself. And so you go wearing grumpy the whole entire evening. And when you leave, you're not only still wearing grumpy, you're even more miserable than you thought you would be because you're feeling like you've just wasted 2.5 hours with people you didn't want to be with anyway. That's one option. Or you can say, despite how I feel, I'm going to smile. I'm going to that party. I'm going to smile, a really genuine smile as much as I can, and I'm going to try and find something in the other people that are there, something interesting in them. And as much as possible, I'm going to enjoy this moment. Look at it this way. You're going to be there physically, whatever your attitude is. So the only question is, what will you do while you're there? Will you wear a smile and go through the emotions until the emotions follow the motions, even if only a little? Or are you going to allow yourself to be miserable? I mean, you're going to be there the same amount of time either way. Dale Carnegie coined the phrase, act enthusiastic and you'll be enthusiastic. It may sound hokey, but think about it. There is truth in it. It not only holds true for Christmas, but for your life. We all face unpleasant situations and tasks in life, regardless of your particular situation in life. Granted, some are more unpleasant than others. But the truth remains, you are more likely to get along better with others, do better work, if you act like you're enjoying it before you get the good feeling. It will come. It'll be associated with the event or the work. Another way to think of it is to ask the question, am I a thermometer or a thermostat? A thermometer simply registers the temperature. A thermostat sets the temperature. Does your attitude simply reflect the situation that's around you, pleasant or unpleasant? Or does it have something to do with setting the temperature? Determined to be a thermostat, setting your own attitude rather than a thermometer, reflecting the attitude of others in a negative situation. Be a thermostat, not a thermometer, even though it may be cold this Christmas. And then you come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.